USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A top Justice Department lawyer said the agency is trying to find a legally available path to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census after President Trump tweeted that we are absolutely moving forward despite a Supreme Court ruling and public statements from the Justice and Commerce Departments to the contrary. The lawyer's statement represented a complete reversal of the government's position when officials said they would honor the High Court's ruling and begin printing census forms without the question. The president weighed in with this tweet, quote, the news reports about the Department of Commerce dropping the quest to put the citizenship question on the census is incorrect or, to state it differently, fake. President Trump said we're moving forward as we must because of the importance of the answer to this question. Shares open higher in Asia, tracking the ascent by major U.S. indexes to record highs. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Two New Jersey judges have come under fire for their handling of rape cases, one asking whether a 16-year-old Eagle Scout, quote, from a good family, end of quote, should face serious consequences over a video-recorded assault on an intoxicated teenager. Another judge asked whether a 12-year-old girl's loss of virginity constituted serious harm. The comments, which follow other cases of perceived leniency towards sex offenders with privileged backgrounds, led victim advocates to question whether these judges are sufficiently trained to handle assault cases in the Me Too era. Patricia Teffenhart, the executive director of the New Jersey Coalition Against Sexual Assault, said, survivors' worst fears are now coming to life. They're fearful of victim blaming or having the crimes committed against them being minimized. Monmouth County Judge James Troiano said, in his opinion, the Eagle Scout charged with assaulting the 16-year-old at a pajama party had good test scores and was on track to attend a top college. Thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The father of the Ford Mustang has died. USA's Wendy King looks back.
Former auto industry leader Lee Iacocca has died. As a child of four Italian immigrants, Iacocca became one of the most powerful and best-known executives in Detroit. He rose to become the president of Ford Motor in December 1970 after being fired in a dispute with the company heir, Henry Ford II. Iacocca joined the then-struggling Chrysler. He helped launch some of Detroit's best-selling and most significant vehicles, including the minivan, the Chrysler K cars, Ford Mustang, and the Escort. In 1979, he appeared before Congress to ask for federal loans to save the struggling Chrysler Corporation after the auto giant found itself failing with $5 billion in debt.
For a while, in the deep recesses of my mind, I thought that maybe with a couple of breaks in the economy, we could muddle through. Really, it's gotten worse instead of better.
His daughter says he died of natural causes. Iacocca was 94.
An appeals court upheld a freeze on Pentagon money to build a border wall with Mexico, casting doubt on President Donald Trump's ability to make good on a signature campaign promise before the 2020 election. A divided three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco agreed with the lower court ruling that prevented the government from tapping Defense Department funds to build a high-priority section of a wall in Arizona, California, and New Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.